Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Hello, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to look again today at a reading from John's Gospel. The church is giving us in this season between the resurrection, Easter, and Pentecost. Part of what the church brings us through is the teaching of Jesus and how he was preparing in the Last Supper discourse, conversation, preparing the apostles to understand the meaning of what was about to happen, not only his death on the cross, but his resurrection, his ascension to the right hand of the Father, and ultimately the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Remember, Pope Benedict XVI reminded us that in some ways you could say the coming of the Spirit on Pentecost is the culmination of Jesus' entire mission. Because he didn't come just to take away sin. That's at the heart of it for sure. He didn't come just to, okay, now I took away your sin. Now here's a book. Here's the book. There's a New Testament now. You guys are going to write over the next few years. Just follow the book. He didn't come to just give us more information that we needed to commit to. This information is important because it's God-breathed. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. But he came to bring the human race into a whole new way of being, a new creation, as I said yesterday, a life in the Spirit, as Peter, the apostle, talked about, we touched on yesterday, that he was put to death in the flesh. So the old man, just like us, our flesh is going to die. You don't know when you're going to die. I don't know when we're going to die. For sure, we know this, that life is short. First of all, we all know that we're going to die, that life is short. It's a breath. It's a passing shadow. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. Now, the trial, this pandemic that we've gone through, has been a moment in time where the whole world, or a large portion of the world, is brought face to face with its mortality. The human race works really hard to avoid thinking about death. We stave off death. We, in many, many ways, perpetual activity, nonstop noise, the intense pursuit of pleasure, medicating ourselves, you name it. There's just all kinds of ways that we seek to suppress the truth and not take up this question. I mean, it's very unwise. The scripture said the wise man thinks often of his death. It's smart to think about your death. A wise man says, because it brings wisdom of heart. I'm not God. I didn't create, I don't even know how I got here apart from God's revelation. What's the meaning of all this? The only sure thing is the clock is ticking and pretty soon my heart's going to stop working and I'm going to be dead. Then what? People don't have an answer to that on their own. Jesus came to deal with it. That's called darkness, the darkness of death. Death overshadows the human mind and the human heart. And Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it's the strategy of the devil to enslave the human race through the fear of death, to get us to run from death, to not look at it, to avoid the idea of the sin problem that produces the death problem and a need to have that reality dealt with in our lives. We just ignore it and we fill our lives with lots of other stuff, always wanting to do stuff that elevates us, makes us look good, feel good about who we are, but ultimately not having an answer to this is a very, very big deal in the life of every person, whether they're willing to admit it or not, or whether they acknowledge it or can see it or not. So Jesus came, as St. Peter said, he was put to death in the flesh, like we will be, but instead of just simply remaining in the grave forever and passing into non-being, he was raised by the Spirit. The Spirit of God being united to human flesh, not in Jesus' case fallen human flesh, but our fallen human flesh, being united as it was in Jesus, now new life comes into us, a life that will never die. This is the heart of the matter, and we too will rise someday. So Jesus is now, again today, giving a teaching in or helping the apostles understand the role of the Holy Spirit and the fact that Jesus' mind is not only on the cross which I'm sure it is, but he had set his face like flint toward Jerusalem, set his face toward this spiritual battle. But for the joy that was set before him, he endured it. What's the joy? The joy is returning home to the Father and the joy of saving all those who say yes to him. The joy of being able to pour out the Spirit of God, which brings love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness to the human heart, to save us. That's all part of his joy. At least that's how I see it. So, chapter 16, verse 5 and 11, the reading from today. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I'm going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin, righteousness, and condemnation," or judgment. "Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." Again, one paragraph, you know, six verses just loaded with very important information for you and for me. Jesus is talking to you, and he's talking to me. And this is very valuable information for us. "Now I'm going to the one who sent me." So Jesus understood himself to be a sent one. It's another way of talking about an apostle is a sent one. Every one of us who's been baptized into Christ, who's received the Holy Spirit and entered the life of the church, is an apostle, small a, not apostle like a bishop or Peter or the apostles in the New Testament. But we are sent ones. Jesus was sent by the Father. The Spirit was sent by the Father and the Son. The Trinitarian missions, that means the mission of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to save the human race, is underway. And what God decides to do will happen, and nothing can stand in the way of it. So then when we are baptized into Jesus, we are filled with the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and we are sent by God. So we're fundamentally missionary. Why are we fundamentally missionary? Because the Spirit, who was sent on mission and is the first agent of the church's mission, lives in you. He it is who's making you alive. You're coming alive in the Spirit. And to be Christian means to be christened with the Spirit, to be made alive with the Holy Spirit. And so if you understand yourself, if you know your identity, and you know what God has done for you, you understand, I am a sent one. I'm an apostle. I'm sent to go make disciples of all nations in whatever walk of life I'm in. That is a key part of what God wants to do in me. Whether I'm a banker, a teacher, a priest, a homemaker, a surgeon, a plumber, it doesn't matter. If you're baptized into Christ, your greatest dignity is not what you do in this world, it's who you are in Christ. And the most important thing in this world is fulfilling his call in our lives. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And go make disciples of all nations. That's the great commandment and the great commission. We're hearing both of these quite a bit in these days in the Gospels. So that's Jesus' identity. He knew it. Then he said, "Now you know that I told you I wasn't going to be with you, and you're filled with grief in your heart." Very understandable. But Jesus said, "Understand this, brothers. It's better that I go." That's really the truth of the matter. I mean, these guys loved him so much, and he loved them. But he understood, he said, "For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come. The Holy Spirit will not come." And that's the point. The point is the coming of the Spirit into the hearts of men and women, making us a new creation, giving us new power. "But if I go," Jesus said, "I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will do these three things." I mean, the Spirit comes to do many things. Jesus underlines these three. He's talked about other things the Holy Spirit does in other chapters of John's Gospel and other places in the New Testament, in the Gospels. First of all, he's coming to to convict the world. So the Holy Spirit convicts the human heart. Truth gets presented, and the heart gets rightly aligned with the truth. And the first thing is to convict the world about sin. Sin is resistance to God. Sin is saying no to God, saying no to the destiny, the plan, the purpose that He has designed in us. Here, Jesus and John communicates to us, get a load of this, sin because they do not believe in me. The fundamental sin that John points to is the refusal to accept the offer of the Son of God for the salvation of the world, to receive Jesus. It's very interesting. Very few people think that way, I think. And we all think everybody who doesn't, pretty much everybody who hasn't accepted Jesus or hasn't seriously followed Him is just kind of innocent. You know, like they don't know any better. And that's not what John, the beloved apostle, the apostle of love, sin, this Holy Spirit's going to convict human hearts that it's a sin to not believe in Jesus. It's real. It's the most serious sin to not receive God's offer of mercy, your Creator's mercy of salvation, and it's His beloved Son. So that's number one. And then convicts us of righteousness. That is, because I go to the Father. Jesus is the righteous one, absolutely in right relationship with Him, vindicated totally by the Father. He's the Father's beloved, and He returns to the Father and is seated at His right hand. He's enthroned in glory as the righteous one. And then condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. Friends, this is really, really serious. God's judgment against sin and all rebellion, the rebellion of this world and the kingdom of darkness, was expressed on the cross. He nailed it to the cross. Jesus won a victory over all of it, and God's judgment was revealed. That ought to stir in us sober, healthy fear of the Lord. This is the Word of God. This is love itself. This is Jesus saying that the ruler of this world and all who live like Him, follow Him, and who refuse to acknowledge God's Son will be condemned. That's true. I mean, that's the Word of God. That's the Word of Jesus coming to us. So it's worth reflecting on. Jesus didn't come to condemn us. He says earlier in John's Gospel, He came, for God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. He said, but whoever doesn't believe in Him and this offer, that's in John 3, 18, 19, the passages that follow the one passage everybody knows about for God so loved the world, that those who don't believe in Jesus are already condemned, Jesus said. The light came into the world, and Jesus said, the truth is, men prefer darkness to light because we don't want to come out of the darkness. We want to stay in control of our lives. Friends, this is such an important time this season. There still may be, I'm recording here at the end of April for this week. I don't know how far out of quarantine we're all going to be, but we need to continue to take advantage of this time and abide in the Lord. And one of the ways you can do that, friends, I wrote this booklet, Unfailing Promises, to encourage us. You can call the number or just go to our website. We'll send a free copy out to you. And take those unfailing promises of the Lord and let them fill your heart. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.